First patient is Beverly, Beverly Gillen, Gillen, 7626. Date of birth, date of visit is 3/27/23. Chief complaint, dizziness, number one, shortness of breath, number two, fatigue, number three, random bruising for a week, number four, swelling off and on of the legs, number four, follow-up of fatty liver, number five, follow-up of carotid stenosis. Our patient is a 46-year-old woman. She's a teacher, working full-time at this time. She's been pregnant 8 times. She comes in today with above-mentioned issues and problems, as was mentioned. Her dizziness has been going on for some time. Also feels short of breath, has had some cough and congestion as well. No hematemesis, no hematitis, no seizure, convulsion, has had swelling and some bruising of the lower extremities. Family history, coronary artery disease in mom, had some kind of uterine ablation, possible uterine cancer. She doesn't know anything about her dad. COVID immunization, never. Mammogram, never had a mammogram before, not interested at this time. Under review of system, also put down shortness of breath, dizziness, bruising, palpitations, feels drunk from time to time, allergy, penicillin, Finnegan, medications, none, medical problems, migraine, headaches, history of anemia, surgery, C-section, gallbladder, and appendectomy. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 177. Oh, social, last period, 2 weeks ago, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's working full-time, as I mentioned. 177 pounds, 99%, 98.5, 16, 91, 124 over 84. Heart pulses, swan pulses are still, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows jelly, skin shows no rash or a mucosa with any lesion. Assessment number one, patient has lost 10 pounds. She says she's been trying to lose 10 pounds. Nevertheless, given above symptoms, she deserves a full blood work, including TSH, free T3, free T4. Number two, we'll check thyroid per ultrasound. Number four, EKG shows to be normal in face of palpitation. Number five, patient does have some cough and congestion associated with her with sputum production. We'll treat with Midral Dospac, Z-Pak, Claritin D. Also add antivert for dizziness. Next number, add Rocephin and Decadron 8 mg now. Next number, patients also need her Crestor 10 mg number 90 prescribed. Next number, antivert 25 milligrams should help the dizziness. Next number, with history of dizziness, we looked at her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, because of her swelling of the lower extremity, we looked at her legs. There was no sign of DVT noted. Next number, bladder looked normal. Next number, patient did have lymphadenopathy in her neck, consistent with the sinus infection. Next number, pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number, patient had had a history of liver disease, has been followed up by a hepatologist. She does have an enlarged spleen, which she's had before. This was compared to previous abdominal ultrasound. There's no significant change in the size of the spleen noted. Next number, echocardiogram was done for palpitation, shows no evidence of shows good LV function with a slightly enlarged right ventricle with good systolic function. Next number, there's no DVT noted in the lower upper extremity. Next number, no lymph. Patient has normal kidneys. Next number, patient also had thyroid examination because of her symptoms. This is within normal limits. Next comes her vertigo, prompted us to do an ultrasound of her neck, which showed evidence of arthroma, Right greater than left, no significant change from previously. Next number is history of cirrhosis and liver disease. Next number, splenomegaly related to it. Next number, PTT slightly elevated on the blood. We'll check PT and PTT actually. Next number is check liver function test. Next number, check thyroid. Next number, check vitamin B12. Next number is patients under care of a liver specialist at this time. Next number's findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office, and she was given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.